Alrighty, guys. Welcome to Standing.
Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox, your Monday through Friday rants, raves, and reviews talk radio show with the top stories in news, politics, and pop culture. Join your host, entrepreneur Scott Fullerton, and co-host, actor and writer Craig Hurley, right here at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, or subscribe and download on your favorite podcast distributors, including Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple and Google Podcasts. You're also invited to call in and share whatever is on your mind at 347-989-0126 during the live shows. So here we go. Stand up on our soapbox and let's start talking.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. For those of you that were listening earlier, we're sorry we had a technical snafu and the show stopped recording after the first 15 minutes. So we are restarting the show for you now, live in progress. We do apologize for that. I am your host, Scott Fullerton. Joining me in just a second here is actor and writer Craig Hurley. So if you missed the first 15 minutes of the show, we do apologize, but we will finish up the show here. We haven't really got into any of our main subjects as of yet. Craig Hurley, welcome back, my friend.
Okay, so can people still call in right now? 347-989-0126.
347-989-0126. We are live and on the air.
And they can hear us. Cool.
They can hear us.
All right. So yeah, had a technical difficulties. It happens. I'm good. The recap of the show. Let's see. What did we start talking about? I spilled coffee on my Pumas. So I'm sure there's a whole bunch of women out there.
We don't need to go that in depth. Let's highlight.
They're suede Pumas. They're very 60s, you know, like Scott was making fun of me because I'm very retro. And now I have a coffee stain on my brown suede Pumas. I'm sure there's a bunch of women out there that would understand about the shoe thing. And I'm a little upset because now these Pumas, which were pretty nice, they are now thrashed. So, you know, I'll be wearing them out in the garden and stuff like that. I don't have a garden. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'll be wearing them out in the dirt. I don't care. No. So what else do we talk about?
My friend, there's a very simple fix to that. Let me tell you how to fix that, okay?
What's the simple fix to a coffee stain?
Spill the rest of the coffee all over your shoes and so it'll be an even dye all the way across. So spill the rest of the coffee all over your shoes and you'll have the same color from the same cup of coffee and it'll match and you'll be fine.
No, that's not the way this is going to work. No, then they'd look bad.
Okay. Well, we tried. Tried to give you solutions. What can we say?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, guys. No. We did talk about earlier, we do have a special show tomorrow. We're going to start bringing on special guests over the next few weeks here on Standing on Our Soapbox, starting tomorrow with actor Scott Schwartz, who's going to be joining us, known for being a child star and going on beyond that, for such things as Christmas Story and The Toy and Kidco and so many other great things. He's gone on to be a collectible person. He has his own collectible business we'll talk about. And he does some great advocacy for child actors. So we will have him tomorrow. Be sure to tune in to that. And
hey, dude, it's not on the. I've been told that this isn't running on the same link right now that we had before.
Oh, that's true. It won't be running on the same link. So yeah, it's not on the same link. It's going to be a whole new link entirely. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But you're right. But if they tune in to blogtalk.com. It'll be the live link, though.
It'll go right. It'll go to the live version. Okay.
It'll go to the live version, yeah. So,
all right.
But it is a wrong address. In fact, I can tweet it out right now on Facebook and Twitter while we're talking. Let's see here. So go ahead and talk for 2 seconds while I type. New link.
talk about
Syria.
Throwing it at me. We were talking about Syria earlier. You talked about Scotty Schwartz just now. Yeah, I've known Scotty for a minute, and I think it's cool that he's going to be on tomorrow. And we were talking about Syria as well. It's a horrible situation. There's absolutely no reason why we pulled out of that. And Turkey is committing mass genocide over there. You know, they're there supposedly protecting and the jails that we have the members of ISIS in. So I'm really actually confused as to why we pulled out of there and let Turkey do whatever they want to do. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. We are, like I've said in the past, we are supposed to be the police. We have in the past policed the entire world, and it's to protect and serve, and it's to keep peace, not to let chaos reign. So I'm a little confused at this current administration and what their choices are on this.
It's all of our own doing. I mean, it's all of
what?
Our own
I'm
doing.
Sorry.
He's the one that gave them the permission with this letter that came about today saying, you're on your own, just don't do anything bad. It's like, what did he expect? He does not really understand the office, unfortunately, and how his words can have consequences down the line. So now we have thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people fleeing.
Hundreds of thousands of people that are displaced. Yeah, now we got we got about 250,000 people that are refugees, that are currently refugees. These were civilians. These, you know,
and
aren't people that are fighting.
Right. And he's trying to make the argument today, this is not our border, at least it's over there. It's like, it's not on our border, but it's releasing ISIS fighters that come to our border that try to attack and kill us. So now we have opened this up. We are now having letting ISIS prisoners escape who the Kurds were defending, who now don't have time to do that because they're defending their own livelihood. And now ISIS is going to be back open to come attack the United States again. So it is our border. It's not our land border, but it's our border as far as enemies concerned and who we're letting in. So just a really sad move overall. Even Lindsey Graham, who's been surgically attached to Trump's rear end for the last 3 years, is strongly condemning this and saying that Trump is off his rocker, and Trump said Lindsey Graham has no idea what's on. They're in a little mini fight over this. They'll be back to bosom buddies, I'm sure, within the week, but today they actually had some harsh words for each other. So very, 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 very sad. It's a very sad situation. A lot of people are losing their lives over it. Many people are losing a place to live, and we will see what happens. It's not going to be a quick fix by any means.
Shouldn't we be, since we're the cause of it, shouldn't we be packing up all of those refugees and all of their things and bringing them to the United States? Shouldn't that be what's happening?
Dude, he's not letting refugees
can
down from our Mexican border come in, let alone people from across the world.
I'm actually making a joke. I'm actually making a joke because, yeah, there's no freaking way that's going to happen. It's like World War II, exactly. The same thing. We turned around a whole bunch of Jews.
Right. Nope. You're right.
Holocaust.
It's not going to get any better here.
Nope.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's go on. Last night, the debate was on CNN. The Democratic Party had 12 people on the debate stage. It's just, we need to get rid of some of these people, dude. It is just not not fun to watch this.
I still don't see anybody. Yeah, I still don't see anybody, man. I'm really, it's a little worrying. It's a little concerning.
I think my buddy Mayor Pete did probably some of the best job. Klobuchar came in, did a little bit of swinging. Warren was on the defensive a bit because now she's one of the perceived front runners, so she got a lot more attacks, I guess, quote unquote attacks from other people. I thought Bernie looked healthy as heck for having a heart attack 2 weeks ago. He looked and sounded amazing, so good for him and congratulations on his recovery. Biden didn't knock it out of the park or shoot himself in the foot, I don't think. And I think Andrew Wang is still doing pretty good. But the rest of them, Tulsi Gabbard, Beto O'Rourke, Tom Steyer, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, like, there was no point of them being there. They didn't get many questions. They didn't give much insight in anything. And I just don't think it was a really strong debate. Nothing was really done on immigration. It was done a little bit on Syria and a little bit on the impeachment, but not enough. Most of it was a fight over health care again. They fought over for the last three debates. So it just makes them look silly on that. So I was not overall happy with the debate last night. Did you watch any of it? Dude, can you hear me? I can't hear you. I know you've been moving around. I've heard you moving, but I can't hear you. You probably moved to an inopportune place in the house. So I see you're still on the line. If you can hear me, co-host Mr. Craig Hurley, go to where you were originally and start talking again or recall.
Hey, dude. Sorry, man. I've got a technical difficulty myself here. I'm going to need a break for about 5 minutes. So can you throw in a song?
Let's throw on a song. We can do that. Guys, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. We're having an interesting day here. And it's all self-inflicted. It's not Blog Talk. We can't blame it on anyone, darn it. All right, guys. It's Now or Never from Blair Sinclair. We'll be back in just a little bit.
It's not like you know me. I live in the world of green, got too good at painting the dream. But if you really know me, the spark faded out in a flash. I'm here cause I'm getting it. I'm gonna turn the tide, I'm gonna live my life the way I want, the way I want to. No matter what they say, I'll do it all my way, the way I want, the way I want to. day is a busy tone. Can I hear it? Cause it's calling by your voice unknown. Gotta filter, it's all for show. You believe it, but you never.
Alrighty, guys, we are back. That was Blake MacIver and Mary Lane Watson with Halo. Sorry for the technical difficulties today. Unfortunately, these have been self-inflicted by myself and Craig. I had not set the station to go as long as it needed to go, and Craig had little problems on his end. But we are back on air, and we can't blame Blog Talk, darn it. So welcome back. Where were we here? We were talking a little bit of just us being losers. All right, well, what should we switch to today? We talked a little bit about the bait. We talked a little bit about Syria. It looks like the GMUAW strike, maybe United Auto Workers strike, might be over. There's a tentative agreement
over.
Going
They're
on
coming
there.
To an agreement.
Good. It's going to make a lot of those people happy. The strike's been going on for 4 weeks now. There's 49,000 people out of work that have been getting $250 a week instead of their regular pay. During the strike that started on September 15th. So negotiations look like they went through. They presented it to the GM, who looks like they're going to accept it. The next step is to do it to the leadership of the union leadership, who's been negotiating this, and they will vote to ratify it. And if they vote to ratify it, to send it to the entire union, then it'll go out to the entire union to approve this new contract. And they may even go back to work sooner, because they can set them up to go back to work while they're voting on this. So been a long time coming, but it looks like both sides are happy with it. We don't have all the details yet on it. But I live 20 minutes from Lordstown. General Motors has been shuttered, but they have been striking here. There's been a small contingency outside the vacant plant here in Lordstown, Ohio. And I'm looking forward to them all going back to work, and hopefully they got a fair deal out of it, and we'll get some. Part of the things they were negotiating was these plant closures, and to try to get new vehicles in them or something that would help the employees out. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we'll see. I'm excited
good.
To hear
no,
it.
I'm glad that they're at least reaching an agreement. It's not good when employees strike, because as an employee whose unions have been on strike in the past, I lose money every single time that we strike. So,
right. And unfortunately, you are on in an industry where there are multiple unions that can affect you. Not only your own actors union, but if a writers union goes on strike, or a directors union, or multiple unions, can cause work stoppage for everybody. So much like the Lordstown strike or the General Motors strike hurt a lot of ancillary companies, people that do parts for the vehicles and things like that. You forget about all the people that are affected by a strike. It's not just the individual people that are striking, right?
I'm sorry, I missed the last part of that, dude.
I said part of the problem is, too, you don't realize how many people
you're
affect,
recording this.
Not
you're
just...
recording all You're recording all of this, right? For later? For the later broadcast? Because I'm not sure we're actually going out to. Yeah, but I clicked on the link just now, and all I'm hearing is music. And it's not music that we normally play. It's something that Blog Talk put in there.
Okay, yeah, you're clicking on the wrong link, but that's fine. Let's just go ahead and go on with the show.
No, it was a link that you just, posted. Sorry, man.
Okay. It shows we're live on the air right now in the studio, so
right.
We go on that link. We're okay. So now we're talking about this live on air, but that's okay.
Sorry, man.
We'll keep on going.
Just a lot of technical difficulties today. So.
It is going to be a really silly show. I don't think we're going to post this after all. Goodness gracious. Thank God we have 16 minutes
left. We've literally done...
Have we
finished one topic?
Those that are listening live, we apologize. Have a cocktail with us after the show. We'll be at the corner bar.
No, have a cocktail now. Have a cocktail now, and maybe you'll have an understanding of what happened in the past 45 minutes.
I'm telling you. Wow.
Oh.
All right. Well, we'll pretend like we're having the show. Let's go to your happy place, and we'll talk about the bomb cyclone happening in New York right now. Maybe that'll
really spark a bomb cyclone. Dude, I'm tired of them making up these terms. So, you know, on side of it, we've got, you know, a Sharpie president. And on the other side of it, we've actually got the National Weather Service not giving, you know, appropriate terms to, you know, these things that are happening. So it's not like it came out of nowhere. And that's what a bomb would be. Now, it's actually more about it's bombogenesis or something. I can't remember. Lately, I've been having a problem with terms and problem with people's names. So, but it's something like that, and it's a scientific term that's just kind of retarded. And I mean that in a scientific way, slowed and hindered. I don't, you know, it's really, to me, kind of dumb the way they phrase this. So I, you know, it's just another low pressure system that's jumping in there and causing a hurricane or a cyclone, same thing. And it's
right.
Basically,
it means
like
the millibars have dropped 24 millibars in 24 hours of pressure. And so that's
That's a lot for that to happen in a short period of time. I think that's why they call it bombogenesis or whatever. It's named after the dude, actually. So it's named after the scientist. It's not necessarily named after what it's doing or what caused it. And it's a low pressure system that just built up. And it, like I said, it's turning like it looks like a nor'easter. But they're calling it a cyclone, which means it's a hurricane, which means it could have Category 1 force winds. It's just that we don't normally get. We're almost out of the hurricane season right now, and there's multiple storms that are happening. And it's really, really – everybody's like, it's weird. No, it's climate change. We've never in the history of documenting weather – had a hurricane this late in the season come off of the African coast and come off of the Sahara. And we just had one. There's one that's right now that's brewing up. It's going to be a big one. I don't know how far it's going to get towards us. Probably not at all. But the one that's in New York and up in up on the East Coast, yeah, it's acting like a nor'easter. And that's really early in the season.
It's strong enough they canceled sports ball. You know, if they're canceling sports ball, you're in trouble. But the American League playoff game was supposed to start today between the Yankees and the Astros. But they're expecting 40 miles per hour wind and up to 2 inches of rain in a short period of time. So they canceled the game, and they're having the bomb cyclone in New York City as we speak. What else is happening? Ooh, while we're in New York, Mrs. Doubtfire has got its Broadway debut set for New York, which I'm excited about. It's starring Rob McClure, who starred in Beetlejuice, who was a great, great actor in Beetlejuice. I got to go see that on Broadway, and it was a lot of fun. But he has taken the helm of it, and it's going to be based, obviously, on the movie and that Robin Williams starred in, of course. And it's going to hit the Stephen Sondheim Theater in New York on April 5th of next year, with previews starting March 9th, and they're going to take it for its world premiere to Seattle at the Fifth Avenue Theater beginning November 26th of this year. So that's kind of exciting. I do love myself a good musical, and I love
nice.
Robin Williams. So to be able to see that.
I tend to be not so straight when it comes to musicals. I know a lot of stuff about musicals, and I was trained. So, you know, went to the Chicago Academy for the Arts, graduated with the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. So, you know, that's all.
There you go.
I had musical theater training for 6 years. So, it's something, you know, that I have been into for a while. And that's actually really cool. It just makes me, the reason why I'm stumbling through this is because I'm like, all I think about is Robin Williams. And I'm like,
right,
dude, you know, the timing, I know, man, that you know, that you didn't want your family to go through any of the ailments that you were about to be displaying. And I get that, and the pain and the suffering behind it. And I get it. But dude, his work. And him, he's just so missed, at least in my life. I can't imagine what he'd be saying right now. You know, he and like George Carlin. I can't imagine what they would be saying right now. You know, what people like them would be saying right now about this current administration and not even the current administration, but even the Democrats. What they'd be saying about, you know, the people that are liberal Democrats that have been around them their entire lives, and you know, and it's like all these things. So
that would be such an amazing bit. If anybody wrote that I would pay money to see that. That would be hilarious to see someone create a bit of Robin Williams talking to him up in heaven. Oh my God, George Carlin and Robin Williams in heaven talk about the current thing. That would be the most amazing little two fan play.
Oh, so
my goodness.
Brutal. Hey, that's a really good idea, actually. It's a really good
idea. It actually is. It would be hilarious.
I just that conversation. Oh man. I mean, cause they are both political farce humorists, you know, they both attacked any of that was happening at the time. And I just so miss their words. And when you mentioned Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, being a Broadway musical, I'm sure that he was still alive, that he would be a part of that in some way. And because I know like Mrs. Doubtfire 2 or 4 or I don't know how many they've already done. They only did Mrs. Doubtfire, right? And then they were going to do Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
They only did one film.
Yeah, no, and he was signed for Mrs. Doubtfire 2 and then before he committed suicide. So, and that was one of the things that he was like, you know, I have this to look forward to, but it's not enough as far as what I owe on a monthly basis. He was hemorrhaging money. So, you know, I miss his words and I miss his actions and I miss, you know, all, and I wish guys like Billy Crystal would stand up right now and start talking for guys like Robin Williams, you know, and really, I mean, because he is the equivalent and he's alive. So we need to, you know, we need to hear from these guys. I know that Rob Reiner's been very, very outspoken, extremely outspoken when it comes to, you know, and these are the guys that I'm talking about because he played Meathead in all the Family. And he goes way back with all of these comedians. And so, you know, these are the only guys alive that are political farce humor. And these are the guys that we really need to be listening to. And these are the guys that can actually make all of this funny. So I, you know, to me, because a lot of them have hung out with the majority of the people that they're making fun of. So,
right.
I just so miss Robin Williams. I so miss his voice. And I know his daughter, Zelda's really trying hard to, those are some heavy, heavy, big shoes to fill, man. But I know she thinks just like him. And it's just, the way his brain worked and the way his comedic timing was and just all of it, I just so miss it. And I know, you know, that like I just said, Zelda's crying and she's really outspoken as well. And she's freaking funny. I mean, that's Robin Williams' DNA. So, you know, she's actually really funny if you're paying attention, but she's more of an artist. She's more of that soft, you know, can be attacked type and vulnerable type, which is what we want artists to be. But, you know, I think it's just, I so miss him, dude. I so miss him.
Right.
I so miss
his
work.
Well, I've been lucky enough on my other show, on Left to Straight Show, to become, I would say, quasi-good social media friends with Margaret Cho. Her and I
awesome.
Get along very well. She's been on the show 4 times, and we talk on social media quite a bit. We become kind of online friends. And she was a huge friend of Robin Williams, and they were very good friends. And she thought so much of him. She's done a lot of really good work. She's contributed to a lot of his homeless charities and done a lot of her own stuff in memory of Robin Williams. And same thing. She's kind of really misses his voice and thinks about him every day.
Yeah.
And those that are close with him or think of him like you do, it's just, you're right. It's such a voice that was silenced way too soon. And it's really affected all those around him.
His timing was just, I know in his head, I get it. His timing was just because, you know, he suffered from just massive depression.
Right. Okay, you're going into a part of the house. There you go. You're starting to break up a bit.
A lot of people and a lot of comedians suffer from depression, and that's how they get through it. You know, that's how they're getting through their lives, is making people smile and making people laugh.
Right.
So it's very therapeutic for them to get on stage and to, you know, make people laugh. I don't know why. Oh, you're talking about Margaret Cho. I don't know why I started talking about this. And depression. I don't know why. Why did I go there?
That's because that's what he passed away from, Robin Williams.
Right. So right. No, I don't know why we were. I just keep thinking about, you know, that it's just so missed, and I'm glad that other people have taken up like Margaret, I just,
it would be nice if Zelda
man.
Went to the opening night in New York. If she went to the opening night,
yeah,
Mrs. Doubtfire, somebody, if they did some kind of a tribute, or maybe something
yeah.
to one of his causes like homelessness or something, that would be kind of a cool way to memorialize him during the opening of the play or the musical. So that'd be very
right.
good. I hope something like that happens. We'll see what happens.
Right.
All right. Well,
so yeah,
that's about it. We only have a couple of minutes left here. I mean, speaking of Margaret Cho, she was on The Masked Singer last year. It's back this year. They're on episode number 5 tonight. If you haven't watched The Masked Singer on Fox, it's a lot of fun. It's a hoot who they've had. So far, they've had Johnny
it
Weir go through.
It actually is. A lot of fun. I don't like that the judges, you know, sometimes are taking guesses that are making guesses that are, like, completely outrageous. You know, there's no way Jamie Foxx is doing the show. Okay, there's no way that's happening, but you know they keep bringing up Jamie Foxx, and maybe it's to get Jamie to do the show. Which,
well, they've had some big
cool.
stars, but most of the big stars are kind of past their prime. Like they had Aretha Franklin last year. I mean, she's huge,
right?
And still huge. So
yep.
they've had some big people on it.
Yep.
But you're right. They do
this year,
the
that one singer,
swing for the
that
fences.
One singer, the Black Widow, I think it is. She sounds like Patti LaBelle. Is who she sounds like
she
to
does.
Me.
You're right.
And
I think you're
yeah,
right.
And. So yeah, they have had some really big people on there, and but I think they keep throwing out names that there's no way that, you know, it's going to be that person, and it's going to be somebody
right.
that
no,
we
I
don't
think
they
kind of swing
expect.
For the fences. I think you're right.
Yeah.
They go a little carried away.
It's going to be
yeah.
somebody that we don't expect it to be. And like I got really close with Dr. Drew. I got really close.
Did
sorry,
you?
I don't mean to be a spoiler. Yeah, because I because I was like, Adam Carolla. And before the judges said Adam Carolla. And I was like, ah, okay, well, at least somebody's on the same track. And then it was Dr. Drew. And I was like, oh, man, I know I've heard his voice before. I'd never heard him sing, you know, because he's kind of horrible. But
right.
but at least it was fun to watch, you know, the entertaining. And I was like, I know that voice. Just the, you know, not from his singing voice, but actually because you can hear the person's voice through that. So if you can just
right.
match it, and I'm usually pretty good at voices, you know, doing voiceover work for, you know, 500 different commercials. So, you know, I'm pretty good at identifying people's voices. And it was really interesting. I was like, oh, I was so close. Because it sounded
well,
very similar to
I am definitely looking
to
forward
Adam
to
Carolla.
Tonight. So if you want a good guilty pleasure, check out Masked Singer on Fox tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with our very special guest, Scotty Schwartz. You got to tune in. We promise no technical difficulties tomorrow. We'll be here at 3 o'clock Pacific.
Is that
6
something
o'clock
we can
Eastern.
Promise?
I think we can promise it. We can make it happen.
Okay.
Darn it.
I don't know if I can promise that.
We will finish out today's show with my buddy Jay Knight's cover of Faith, because I have faith in tomorrow. Guys, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.